Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be reviewing some short vowel word families, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Okay? Okay, let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper. Remember to write neatly. I'll write neatly too. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. So at the top of your page is a picture. I'm going to sound out a word, and I want to see if you can find it in the picture. Okay, here we go. You're going to blend my sounds together. B-U-S. 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 Bus. Do you see the bus? The big bus? Okay, we're going to color the big bus green. So find a green crayon. Any kind will work. We're going to color the outside of the bus. Don't color the inside where the driver is, but the outside. Go ahead and start coloring. So the word bus is a short vowel word, has the short U, and it's in the US word family. Bus is in the US word family. Another word in the US word family is, ready, us. Fuss. Don't make a fuss. Ride the bus. You got it. Don't make a fuss. Ride the bus. Both of these words belong in the same word family. They end the same way. Us. They end the same way. What about us? Us. Must. Must. It's kind of like a, you don't make a mess. Oh no, you must it up. It's kind of not a real word, but it could be because it's different. And some people use it in other ways. But either way, it's in the us word family. What about us? Us. Russ could be someone's name. Russ, mus, fuss, bus. All of these belong. Now, I don't know if you colored the round circles and the long rectangles in or on the bus. I left them blank so I could color them different colors. But if you colored them green, that's fine. I'm going to color mine orange just because I feel like it. I'm going to color the little circles on top of the bus orange. If you colored yours green, it's okay. Don't panic. And then I'm going to color the circles on the front of the bus orange. And then those long rectangles orange. But if you already colored them green, do not worry. Okay, what color should we color the tires on our bus? Yes, we're going to color the tires black. So color the tires black. Bus. Don't make a fuss. Get on the bus. Then don't muss it up. Then let Russ sit next to you on the bus. See, they all rhyme. They all rhyme because they end the same way with the us family. Take two more seconds. Two. One. All right, do you see the seat on the bus where no one is sitting? Let's color that seat gray. If you don't have a gray crayon, use your black crayon lightly, or you can use your pencil. I'm going to use my black crayon lightly. So bus is in the us word family. Can you tell me all the sounds in bus? Can you sound out bus for me? Good. B-us. B-us. All right, put down all your crayons. Let's move on. That had a short U sound. Us. Let's change our vowel. Let's look for a different one. Ready? K, ab. K, ab. Cab. Yes, the cab is next to the bus. We're going to color the cab yellow because cabs are yellow. Most of them are yellow. I'm going to leave the circles and the rectangles and the tires alone and the thing on top of the cab alone. I'm just going to color the rest of the cab yellow. So that's what I would like you to do. Leave the circles alone. We'll color those a different color. Leave the rectangles alone. We'll color those a different color. And leave the tires alone. We're just coloring the outside of the cab. So cab does not belong in the us word family. It belongs in the ab word family. So another word in the ab word family, if you take the k in cab and change it to d, what will you have? Dab. Just put a dab of glue. Just put a dab. Oh no, there's a dab of chocolate in the cab. Oh no, a dab of chocolate. Take the d in dab and change it to g. Gab. That means you talk a lot. That means we can talk. Let's gab together. Talk, talk, talk. All right, put down your yellow crayon in 3, 2, 1. Let's use our orange crayon to color the circles on the cab and the top part of the cab and the rectangles on the cab. So we have cab, gab, dab. What about lab? Lab. The cab is going to drive to the lab. All of these words belong in the ab word family. It has the a short a sound. A short a. All right, and it ends with b, ab. That makes our ab word family. Tires are going to be black. Put black tires on the cab. All right. 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Okay, put down all your crayons. Let's move away from a short A word family. So we've had short U, us. And now we've had short A, ab. And now I want you to look for this one. Ready? K, op. K, op. What is that? Cop. Do you see the cop in the back? Hopefully he's not pulling over the cab or the bus driver. Hopefully he's just on his way to work, right? Let's color the police cop car blue. The cop car, color it blue. The outside part, blue. Leave that thing on the top of the car alone. That's the siren. We'll leave it alone. We'll color it something different in a little bit. So cop. What vowel sound do you hear in the word cop? K, ah, ah, ah. What sound is that? What letter? Ah, ah, ah. Oh, it's a short O. K, op, cop. It's in the op word family. If you take the k in cop and change it to h, what do you get? Hop, cop, hop. The cop will hop to his car and get in. All right, while you're holding your blue crayon, let's color the cop's hat blue. Inside the cop car, color it blue. He's wearing his hat, his cop hat. Color it blue. He's a cop, a police officer. If you change k and h in cop and hop, and you change it to p, 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 what do you get? Pop. All of these belong in the op word family. All right, take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Put down all your crayons. Let's move on. We've had us, the us word family. We've had ab, the ab word family. And now we've had op for the op word family. Let's change it. Ready? Try this one. Red. 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 What vowel is in the word red? What do you hear? E. It's our short E. Let's color the siren on the top of the cop car red. Red. Color the siren red. Red is in the ed word family. All right, hold on to your red crayon. Let's see the signal, the traffic signal. Will you color a red circle at the top? Color in the top circle red for stop, right? Gotta stop when you're in traffic if it turns red. Just color the top circle red. Then you can put down your red crayon and let's color the, don't color the other circles, leave those alone. But we'll color the rest of it, not the circles, but the rest of it gray. If you don't have a gray crayon, you can use your pencil or your black crayon. So red belongs in the ed word family. Here's another one. Change the r in red to b, b, b. What do you get? Bed. Change the b in bed to t, t, t. Ted. Ted said, the red light turned. All right, change the t, t, t in Ted to f, 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 fed. Good. All of these words belong in the ed word family. All right, think I'm about finished. I want you to take 2 more seconds to... 1. All right. Put down all your crayons. Find your pencil. We're going to work at the bottom of our page. Look at number 1. Let's read the word on number 1. It says red. Red, like the red siren and the red light. Trace the circle around ED. That's the word family in red. Ed. Scoot over. We have the beginning sound in red. We have to write the missing word family. E is E, D, D. And then scoot over. Let's write the whole word. Red. R, E, E, D, D. Red. Excellent. Scoot down to number 2. Let's read it. It says K, op. K, op. Cop. Trace the circle around O and P. That's op. Scoot over. We have the beginning sound for cop. We need to write A-O-P-P so that it says cop. Scoot over. Write the whole word. C-A-O-P-P. Cop. All right. Number 3. There are some missing vowel sounds on number 3 going across. Let's look at the first word. It has a T and it ends with a B. I want you to put an A. What letter would go there for A? A. Write the letter A between the T and the B. Now let's read the word. It says T-A-B. Tab. Very good. You're doing great. Now scoot over. We have an S blank T. I want you to put the letter that says What letter goes in between there? E. So now we have set. Set. Get ready. Get set. Scoot over. Now we have the letter D and it ends with a T. We're going to put the missing letter ah. What letter says O? So put an O in there. And now let's read it. It says dot. 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 Put a dot on your eye. All right, scoot over. Last one. We have a G, then the blank, and then M. Let's put our missing letter. It's letter U, put a U in there. And now let's read it. It's g-a-m, gum. Awesome. All right, last part, number four. It's a cab. Let's write the word cab. K-k-k. It's a letter C. A is A. B is B. Let's check it. You should have C, A, B. Cab. And scoot over. It's a bus. Let's write bus. B, B, B. U, S. Check it. You should have B, U, S. Bus. You did it. You reviewed a ton of short vowel word families. You're amazing. And it's because you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.